This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, is with us live on WBEN this morning looking at fallout from the Signal group chat. What do you call it, Brad?
I call it a huge mistake and a national security potential issue. It didn't turn into one that we know of, but the idea that you would talk about, and I'll comment that I guess the Secretary of Defense has said it's not classified. I can only tell you that anything that has to do with attacking another country, both before the attack and while the attack is going on, is classified. I mean, he talks about the type of drones, the type of planes, the timing. They even talk about, in this chat, when the attack actually has started. I mean, all that information could probably, by some other countries like China or Russia, fill in the blank, could have hacked and apparently have hacked Signal in the past. There are government agencies, NSA and others, that say you shouldn't, if you're in the government, you shouldn't use Signal. So, it's something that could have really turned bad, at least on the front end of it. Fortunately, that didn't occur.
And there's a difference here, right? Because this isn't necessarily a hack. I mean, things we usually talk with you about, somebody getting into the system, reading things they weren't mentioned to. I mean, this is like, oops, right? I mean, this is a user error in this case, inviting somebody to join a chat who obviously shouldn't have been there.
Well, that's a separate issue, right, about how the Atlantic reporter got added to, obviously not at his request, got added to this chat. I mean, that's one sloppy side of this. The other, that they were using it at all. I mean, it tells me that they clearly don't understand, the sensitivity of, A, what they're doing and how you have to protect information like they were talking about on Signal from, the rest of the world. They should have been on secure phones. They should have maybe been in SCIFs, the department, the Secretary of Defense, and probably the National Security Advisor have SCIFs in their house. You can go in there. Basically, that's where people do classified work every day. And so as a result, that's where that should have occurred, not on Signal. Now, granted, cell phones and Signal is a lot easier, and you can be anywhere you want to be. But that's really no excuse to use it. I mean, it's striking. And it may just go to the, a lot of these people are light on experience when it comes to dealing with this stuff.
It does make you wonder how many other group texts are going on at this level, and what is the risk?
Yeah, I mean, the risk is that adversaries can see what you're saying. It goes to, obviously, what I just said. You could compromise, and I think Signal has been compromised in the past, or less, at least that's what's been reported, to even your phone being compromised to the point, you can infect a phone where you can actually take down what people are typing on their phone. I mean, that's the idea that you're using cell phones to talk about anything this sensitive is, in my view, just beyond head scratching.
I guess one question I have is why, no one would be able to answer this except for the people involved, but why were they using Signal? And was it maybe because, do we need an update of the official lines of communication? You know, I'm just thinking of this in other terms, like, why would you ever use this app to communicate sensitive information? And, like, the only thing that would make sense in my mind is if the official, you know, way to do that is so antiquated based on how everyone keeps in touch right now that they, well, started using this app, even if it might have been a terrible idea to do so. I mean, what can you tell us about, you know, how these things are communicated right now, generally speaking?
So this conversation about what is in that Signal app would have occurred in, you know, the Secretary of Defense talking to President Trump's national security advisor. That would be a common thing over a secure line in a secure space. And, you know, the system the government has is not antiquated. It's just more cumbersome. And it would require the people that you're talking with to be in secure locations, inside a SCIF, where a lot of government employees do their work day in and day out because they're doing classified stuff. And it just looked like to me it was easy, and they think, quote unquote, well, it's encrypted. It should be okay. I mean, that's just faulty thinking. Anything that you and I can download for free and talk to each other, communicate with each other, is clearly hackable and probably easily hackable by state-sponsored hackers.
Well, Brad, thanks again for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst here on WBEN.